What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, July 27th, 2017, getting down to the end of the month here. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today here. The phone lines are open and working, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. And, well, let's get right on into to the news here. Here's a story which cuts right to the heart of things, and this is coming out of Mondo Weiss. And it's a question everybody is starting to ask. Oliver Stone asked it on the CBS show that he was on, and CBS edited it out. Basically, it's that Russian meddling, which there's no evidence of it, it's Watergate, it's a scandal, it's horrific, but Israelis clearly demonstrated and proven meddling in our internal affairs, that's okay. And I think more and more people are starting to ask why that is, why our own government seems to be okay with being controlled and ruled and dominated by a foreign power. Now, if you look at all these other countries where the U.S. has gone on in and installed a puppet ruler, those people are standing up and fighting back because they can see over time that when you have a puppet ruler running your country, the quality of life in your country goes down, everything deteriorates, you're driven into poverty because all the wealth of the nation is being siphoned off for that foreign government that is ruling your country with puppets. And we seem to be in that same situation here. Now, Lincoln claimed we had a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. That doesn't exist anymore. We have a Vichy government. We have a bunch of sellouts in Washington, D.C., who are plundering this nation on behalf of Israel. We have a bunch of traitors in Washington, D.C., who are sending your children out to fight wars against Israel's enemies. And I think people need to start getting angry about that. Now, turning on over to more domestic affairs here, oddly enough, former President George W. Bush chief ethics lawyer Richard Painter has come on out saying that President Donald Trump calling for the prosecution of former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is an impeachable offense. No, it isn't. It absolutely is not. Even the FBI admitted she was guilty of felony violations of Title 18. They should be prosecuted. And what this is more proof that the Clintons and the Bushes are partners in the narcocracy, that they're joined at the hip going all the way back to Arkansas in the mid-1980s with all the gun and cocaine running that was going on. They're clearly afraid. If there's any breach in their defenses, it's all going to start to unravel. And the breach may be about to happen surrounding Debbie Wasserman Schultz because this situation with Imran Awan is really beginning to deteriorate. Apparently, WikiLeaks has released an email that actually connects Nancy Pelosi to Imran Awan. And, of course, as you remember, Awan was caught attempting to flee the U.S. Monday night. And apparently tried to transfer $300,000 to his home in Pakistan. So he was bailing on out. A lot of money for a guy on a... he was actually getting paid very well by Debbie Wasserman Schultz, over $100,000 a year for what was essentially a part-time job. Now, Awan has retained a longtime Clinton associate, Chris Gowen, for legal help in dealing with this. And, of course, Chris Gowen has already issued a statement saying that this is just Islamophobia, there's nothing there, and he's just blaming everybody without addressing the actual facts of the matter, the hard drives, the FBI situation, and the fact that, yes, he was caught trying to flee the country. Now, again, we're hearing from people inside that there may have been a link between Imran and Seth Rich that needs to be looked into. And by the way, this is big news all over the internet, all over the independent media. The three major network news departments, NBC, CBS, and NBC, have completely ignored it. It's not important. Pay no attention to this. You don't want to be looking at anything having to do with the Bushes or the Clintons. You just leave them alone. Public interest is failing. That's why we're not reporting on it. Public interest is not failing. And this story gets better and better and better because apparently this Imran Awan got into some legal trouble. He was involved with this individual who was very ill and took out a life insurance policy for $500,000, naming the guy's wife as beneficiary, then somehow gained control of the policy administrative rights and changed the beneficiary to himself. And the wife called the police, and Imran threatened that he would have the wife's relatives back in Pakistan kidnapped and killed if she ever called the police again. And right now that whole insurance thing is in the courts right now because of the obvious fraud involved there. So he's in a lot of trouble, and he better start thinking about making some kind of a deal. And apparently had a lot of money. Remember, along with all the rest of it, Imran was one of these IT people who were caught hacking into the computers of members of Congress to steal information, stuff they could be blackmailed with. Maybe that's the connection to Nancy Pelosi. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates rejoining our network. But there's a big stink here. This may be the big crack that's going to start breaking all of this stuff wide, wide open. And we have to keep the pressure up on it. We, the people, are going to have to go back to those news networks and say, yeah, this is an important story. Remember when Tony Blair's the Downing Street memo first came on out, which admitted they were building a propaganda case around an already existing decision to go to war against Iraq. And it was big news on the internet, and we made it a big stink. And it was a whole month until finally the corporate media had to report on it because it was becoming very, very obvious that they were trying to keep a lid on that. And we can do that again. Now, Imran may have been trying to leave the country because of all the strange deaths that have been going on. You know, there was that Wall Street Journal editorial writer a week ago. And then Peter Smith, 10 days after being interviewed by mainstream media about his investigation of Bill and Hillary Clinton, was found dead and immediately declared a suicide. Unfortunately, information about the exact cause of death is not being released by either the Chicago police or the coroner. We don't need to show you the fact. Just take our word for it. Really, it's like Vince Foster all over again. No, you don't need to count the bullet holes on the body. Just take our word for it. It's a suicide. Now, Donald Trump is continuing his war of words with Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Because at this point, it is very obvious that Sessions is avoiding going up against the Clintons. Either he's part of that narcocracy or he's simply scared. In either case, he is not suited to be the Attorney General of this country. Now, Donald Trump would have a hard time replacing him, having to go through a congressional confirmation cycle, because Congress is only going to confirm attorney generals who are going to go along with keeping the cover up on the narcocracy. But there is a rule out there called a recess appointment. Congress is about to go into recess for the month of August, and during that time, Donald Trump could fire Jeff Sessions and just appoint a new interim attorney general without need for a congressional confirmation, and that attorney general would have the job through the end of the year. And apparently a lot of people are suggesting to Donald Trump that he should do just that. Get somebody in there who's actually going to start going after some of these high-level criminals. Now, over at IB Times, they have an article by Thomas Frank, What's the Matter with the Democrats? And it's looking at this pattern of failure over the last 10 years, where they lost the White House, they lost the Congress, most governorships, hundreds of legislative seats. And Thomas Frank is basically saying that they made a mistake promoting these corporate-friendly leaders like Hillary Clinton. And yes, that was a big whoopsie. They were deliberately blocking more progressive icons like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. And as the 2018 election approaches, Frank is arguing that the Democratic Party has made a catastrophic mistake by cozying up to the big money and disavowing its New Deal roots. And he's absolutely right. Now, traditionally, the Republicans have always been thought of as the party of the rich people, but the Democrats sold themselves as the party of ordinary people. And they destroyed that reputation. Their primary defining claim was destroyed over the last 10 years, especially last year. By the way, Hillary Clinton has yet another new book coming on out. It's called What Happened? And it's basically looking back at her election defeat last year, and she blames absolutely everybody except herself. And apparently Hillary was convinced she had it. I mean, the corporate media were putting up all these polls saying she had a 95% chance of winning. And she hasn't changed. She's still the same person. She's delusional. She's blaming sexism. She lost because men couldn't vote for a woman as president, with discrimination, and of course the Russian hacker. She's still out there pushing this idea that Russia stole the election from her to give to Donald Trump. I don't think anybody's going to buy the book. In fact, most of her books have turned out to be retail disasters. I remember when It Takes a Village came on out, and it was heralded as this brilliant piece. Everybody has to buy it. Made the New York Times bestseller list, which we now know it's easy to rig that as well. And a month later, it was in the manager's closeout bin. Now, as you know, a lot of people are up in arms over Donald Trump's announcement that transgenders will not be allowed to serve in the military in any capacity, which may turn out to be a good thing, because if these wars really heat up and they bring back the draft, all you're going to have to do is go before the draft board and say, I'm actually a woman inside, and you're automatically off the hook there. But apparently, General Joseph Dunford, who's chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, came on out and said there won't be any change to the transgender policy. And he's saying there has to be a clarification of the president's policy direction, and Secretary of Defense Mattis has to determine how to implement it. It's a stalling tactic. And again, they're using this to kick up another fuss to try and distract us away from things like Debbie Wasserman Schultz and her IT guy and all that he's done. Because right now, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to keep Americans from looking at this hideous, rotted mess at the heart of our own government. Now, Donald Trump is absolutely right. The military is not a place to be trying social experimentation, especially if you're heading into war. You go with what you know works. Now, speaking of the wars and military, the Syrian army is accomplishing their mop-up operations in eastern Raqqa, and they're getting ever closer to ISIL's last bastion in the region. They've captured more of the back areas. It looks like they're going for an encirclement. And at this point, the eventual defeat of ISIL and al-Qaeda in Syria, it's only a matter of time. And the U.S. cannot figure out a way to get back into that fight, even with all the lies about Assad gassing the people at Idlib, cruise missile attacks. Assad and Putin have the U.S. military, the U.S. war hawks, pretty much checkmated there, which is why they're trying to kick up more trouble over in the Philippines. If we can't make money on a war in Syria, we'll go start a war in the Philippines. Doesn't really matter. It's the money spends just as well. A very significant development is Russia has signed a 49-year extension on their use of a Syrian airbase. This is in Latakia, the Khmeimim airbase. And 49-year extension is sending a signal that the result of the U.S. attempt to regime change Syria has driven Syria into the Russian sphere of influence. Now, taking over Syria was part of the plan to encircle Iran, and that's not working out because Syria is pulling away from the U.S., Turkey's starting to pull away from the U.S., Iran is aligning with Russia. That whole Middle Eastern policy is falling apart, and it has cost a huge amount of money and lots of lives. And those poor people living in those war zones will be decades rebuilding from all the bombing and the damage, especially if you look at the before and after pictures of Mosul. Doesn't matter which side claims victory, the people who live in Mosul, they have had their lives destroyed. Now, a ceasefire went into effect early this morning between Hezbollah and Jabhat Fateh al-Sham. They brokered a deal overnight for the group to withdraw entirely from Lebanon to Syria's Idlib in exchange for the return of four captured Hezbollah fighters. So Nasrallah is hailing the Arsal victory and says that Hezbollah is now ready to turn all the lands that they took from the terrorists over to official control of the Lebanese army. And I think they did that to sort of put the lie to Donald Trump out there saying that, you know, Hezbollah is a threat to Lebanon. They're not. Hezbollah has been defending Lebanon from attacks by Israel. And now they have driven this attempt to drag the Syrian war into Lebanon has now been repulsed. And Hezbollah is now saying to the government of Lebanon, this is your land now. Come on back in and take care of it. Russian military police are monitoring the ceasefire near the Golan Heights. And so far, so good. But we're seeing more and more of this talk in Israel that the world must recognize that Golan is part of Israel. So we may yet see more difficulty there. Now, getting on back to Turkey and the fact that it seems to be moving away from the United States of America, ex-Pentagon officials are expressing their concern that maybe it's time for the United States to pull its nuclear weapons from Turkey's encircling airbase over these tensions between Washington and Ankara, because those nuclear weapons are not secure there. And that if there were to be a serious breach between the U.S. and Turkey, those U.S. nuclear weapons could very quickly become Turkish nuclear weapons. The International Red Cross is urging Western countries to assist in halting the Saudi war on Yemen, and basically saying it is this horrible humanitarian disaster, and it doesn't seem to be serving any purpose whatsoever. Well, we know what the real purpose is. The U.S. had a successful intervention in Yemen some years ago and installed a puppet regime, and the people of Yemen kicked out that puppet regime. And the U.S. got Saudi Arabia to go on in as a proxy to slap those people of Yemen down and say, look, once you're conquered by us, you stay conquered. You learn to love your puppet rulers. And the people of Yemen aren't really all that happy about that idea. Now, down in Venezuela, and I want to preface all of this stuff with the reminder that the head of the CIA has admitted that the U.S. is carrying out a regime change operation in Venezuela. So this week is going to be very intense. Right now today, the opposition is staging its second nationwide strike. And then tomorrow, there's going to be another mass protest. Meanwhile, Venezuelans are stockpiling food and water against what they see as a coming crisis. We'll be right back. Folks, folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really happened? What's really
happened? And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here today. And getting on back to Venezuelans, in the Bloomberg article that's talking about how the Venezuelans are stockpiling food, you can read the slant in this thing about how Maduro is grabbing power and he's turning into a dictator and the Venezuelans hate him. And again, this is part of the propaganda coming out of the U.S. regime change operation, which the head of the CIA says, yeah, we're down there in Venezuela trying to kick out their government and put in one that will be more amenable to our interests. Now, here is an interesting little article that came out of Free Beacon. CIA gives more power to spies to bolster intelligence operations. Pompeo is out there saying, again, China's the big threat, not Russia. It poses the greatest long-term threat. What's interesting about the article is they clarify what they mean by a threat. It means that both Russia and China, but especially China, are getting in the way of U.S. power projection across the world. I mean, they're actually admitting we are trying to conquer the world and they're just spoiling everything. And that's why we have to hate them. It's amazing. Over in Israel, things are still very tense there around the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Still a lot of protests, a lot of violence going on. And it is deliberate. More and more people are saying this is obviously deliberate up at Global Research in Canada. Israel's deliberate trajectory towards an escalating conflict. And it basically says that Netanyahu is basically trying to start another war with Hezbollah and Hamas. And it's part of that expansionist policy, Eretz Israel. And, of course, Netanyahu has his own political problems. He's in trouble for corruption. And he figures a war will take everybody's mind off of it. Story coming out of 21st Century Wire. They're quoting Dan Cohen. But apparently Israeli leaders and politicians are openly talking about taking over the Temple Mount and destroying the Al-Aqsa Mosque so they can start building the Third Temple, which will signal the arrival of the Messiah. Now, there actually has already been a Third Temple. And after it was built and the Messiah didn't show up, they decided to rebrand it and say, well, it was just a renovation of the Second Temple. It doesn't count as a Third Temple because the Messiah didn't show up. But the Al-Aqsa Mosque is the third holiest site in Islam. The instant they take a wrecking ball to that thing, it's going to ignite the entire Middle East in a war. And Israel will turn around and scream at the United States, you've got to save us, you've got to save us. And the U.S. government is going to say, yes, we got lots of young people here, can't find a job, we're going to draft them and send them on over there. Another article on the same topic over at Al Monitor, titled Netanyahu's Dangerous Delusions, and talking about the open contempt the Israeli leadership has for any kind of a two-state solution. Israel wants it all, just like they've grabbed the Golan. In fact, if you look at the maps of Israel from its creation to the present day, it's very obvious who is wiping who off the map. Now, Press TV interviewed Scott Rickard, who's a political analyst and former American intelligence linguist, and along with Jim Walsh, who's a research associate with MIT Security Studies Programs at MIT, and basically came on out and said, it's obvious the U.S. Congress is following the Israeli anti-Iran agenda. And yes, that's absolutely true. They can't decide on health care for the American people. But, oh, yes, when we're going to put more sanctions on Iran and just punish them and make them feel bad, was a veto-proof majority. Which gets back to what I was saying at the very top of the show. Who is the U.S. government really working for? Doesn't seem to be the American people. And then we have Congress that is passing these very dangerous laws trying to criminalize support for the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement, or criticism of Israel. More about that when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A plus. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Nutramedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about these laws that basically would criminalize support for the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement. And it is obviously an attack on freedom of speech here for Americans. It is a clear violation of the First Amendment because boycotts are a recognized form of peaceful protest. But it goes beyond that. It's basically Israel's attempt to declare that Palestinians do not have the same political rights as people in other nations with regards to their individual political expression. Israel's ultimate goal appears to be to make it illegal for anyone to criticize the actions of Israel's government. And that is a sure sign of growing dictatorship. And as a good example of that, Netanyahu now wants to kick Al Jazeera out of Israel. because their coverage of what Israel is doing has been less than glowingly positive. Okay, getting over to Ukraine. Things are really kind of piling up over there. Poroshenko is now under investigation by his own government for treason. We don't have the details, but it's pretty serious there. Remember former president of Georgia, Saakashvili, and he was brought to Ukraine by Poroshenko to be the governor of Odessa. And then he lost that job, and he's hanging out here in the United States of America. His Ukrainian citizenship has now been formally revoked. So apparently there's been a big falling out over there. And so the U.S. government, meaning you, the taxpayers, are paying the salaries of Saakashvili's staff and security, which tells you who he was really working for all along. All right, the U.S. Navy is testing their newest whiz-bang device. It's the rail gun that supposedly can fire a projectile at 6 times the speed of sound. So far, all the tests have been internal to the proving grounds. And now they're going to take it out and actually have its first test outside the laboratory. And they're out there going, it's Star Wars technology, and it's going to be wonderful, and it's going to be this. And, you know, all of these weapons, they seem to do very well in the lab, and then when they get out in the real world, things happen. Now, obviously, anything that is flinging a projectile to speeds of Mach 6, there's going to be a lot of stress and strain on that. And in this case, we're talking about these magnetic coils, which ultimately are bearing the load of that acceleration. And I'm going to speculate that there's going to be a high breakage rate for those, just based on some work I did when I was younger playing with Tesla coils. If you didn't build them absolutely right, they would tear themselves apart. Apparently, Boris Johnson is playing down rumors that he will launch another Conservative Party leadership bid. And he's out there telling reporters he wants to avoid the political kerfuffle. But the fact that the rumors are out there are suggesting that he may be testing the waters to see what kind of a response he might get for that. Over at Nike, they've had a bad year, along with pretty much everybody else in the retail sector. And the CEO, Mark Parker, is taking a 71% pay cut this year. He will make $13.9 million, mostly from stock and option awards. And apparently, let's see, according to regulatory filings posted, he made $47.6 million in 2016, was one of the best paid CEOs in America. And I'll bet you the people who are actually making those shoes don't actually make that kind of money. Now, billionaire investor Howard Marks is sounding another warning about Bitcoin, calling it a fad or a pyramid scheme. And people are listening to him because Howard Marks is the guy who predicted there was going to be that crash. You know, it was going up and up and up, and everybody said, hop on board. And he said, there's going to be a crash. And yes, there was. In fact, it almost looked like a classic bump and dump scam. And he's compared cryptocurrencies, all of them together, to the tulip mania of 1637, the South Sea bubble of 1720, and the internet bubble of 1999. And I think there's some validity there. Bitcoin is not a store of value. Nothing that actually has intrinsic worth changes in price that quickly by that much. Now, Putin has responded to the latest round of sanctions on Russia, saying Moscow will have to respond to U.S. arrogance, which is exactly what this is. U.S. arrogance. We will sanction you. We run the world. And Putin is signaling that Russia's patience is beginning to run out. Meanwhile, over in Europe, France is actually questioning the legality of these new U.S. sanctions on Russia and Iran and North Korea, saying that they do not conform to international law due to their extraterritorial reach. In other words, France is saying under international law, the United States can sanction Russia all it wants, but they can't command any other nation to go along with it. And it's looking like that might happen. Story coming out of TASS, Brussels is seriously considering to declaring all of these U.S. anti-Russian sanctions invalid. This is coming from Moscow's envoy to the European Union. In other words, all of Europe is going to say, the sanctions don't apply to us any longer. We're not going to go along with it. And they'll go back to doing trade with Russia. Now, getting on over to the Brexit, everybody is talking tough here. Brussels is saying they can block Britain's trade deal with the United States. And basically, this is a threat. And I'm not sure how they could do it, whether the EU plans on actually invading Great Britain or blockading it at sea. Right now, the European Union has been warned that Britain might just leave with no deal over this argument over the rule of the European Court of Justice. Because part of the EU's demands on Great Britain is that it will still be subordinate to the European Court of Justice, and Great Britain doesn't want that. I think Britain should just walk. Just get out there right now, because now the European Union is threatening to simply delay the Brexit talks until Great Britain agrees to pay this huge divorce bill. Again, it all comes back to the money. The European Union, without all the money they've been getting from Great Britain, will collapse. It's already on the verge of collapse. Great Britain and Germany have been carrying the load of all of the economic privation brought down on Europe by the European Central Bank. Germany can't carry it alone, and the German people won't go along with carrying it alone. Meanwhile, some of the Eastern European member states have launched this pushback against European Union judges, insisting that they are never going to accept any ruling forcing them to accept migrant quotas. They're getting ready to simply walk away and say, no, we're not going to do this anymore. And still the globalists and open border people are out there. I mean, you have all these people, these human smugglers are just sailing across the Mediterranean, bringing all these people in. And there was a group called Defend Europe that's trying to slow this down. And they have a ship called the Sea Star that is chartered by Defend Europe that was basically going on out on patrol missions in the Mediterranean to simply find and turn back boatloads full of migrants. Well, apparently, the ship was stopped when it was in northern Cyprus, and the ship's officers and crew were arrested, supposedly, on a charge of falsifying documents. But it looks like somebody just wanted them out of the way so they could keep on pouring the migrants into Europe. This was a very creative solution over here. The French government bought this resort. I guess it was not doing very well, but they basically bought this resort in this very nice French town, and they're turning it into a migrant shelter. And the residents of this town were absolutely opposed, and they were told, none of your business. Well, the residents decided very simply to build a wall around that resort on their land. They didn't go onto the resort's land, but they got everybody whose land abutted the resort to go along with this, and they're building this huge wall. Because France is seeing with her own eyes what this influx of refugees and migrants is doing. How it's destroying the character of Europe, the identity of Europe. Dramatic increases in crimes, sexual assaults, the reintroduction of diseases that had formerly been eradicated in Europe. For the people of Europe, it's all downside. There's no upside to any of it. all of these migrants and refugees, it's an average of 2 years before they integrate and find a job to support themselves, during which time they are a huge, huge burden on Europe's social systems. Now, up in Brussels, Jean-Claude Juncker wants to block Chinese takeovers of European firms. And I'm not sure how much of a problem this really is. It sounds to me like Juncker is creating a new enemy, China, to try and bring Europe back together. Yes, we've got our squabbles. Yes, we've got all this other stuff here. But, you know, we've got to deal with China here. And, of course, the Chinese takeovers are partly Juncker's fault, because the management of the European Union has made the country into some serious economic problems. And so these cash-rich Chinese companies are basically coming on in, and they're making sweet deals to acquire critical European infrastructure. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I just wanted to chime in on the anti-boycott thing, which had about 45 senators backing it.
Yep.
And I understand 250 congressmen.
Yes.
And these are people who are, it's unprecedented in my opinion, in the history of the United States, which I'm pretty up on, that there's ever been an ethnic or racial or religious group who has ever attempted this before, or even had the power to attempt it, let alone have 45 co-sponsoring, endorsing people, or 250 in the House. It's pretty indicative of just how completely owned. And then when you talk and you look on the mainstream media, they don't cover it at all, which is another, you know, a thing that's indicative of where we are.
Yes.
They don't cover it at all, Mike. So,
no, the corporate media is never going to report any story that makes Israel look bad or abusive, and certainly they're never going to run any story that shows to the American people that we do have a puppet ruler, a puppet government in Washington, D.C., that is actually serving a foreign nation more than the American people.
It's almost unanimous for them up there, and they just simply pay out the money and get what they want. But no other ethnic group or religious group or whatever, however you want to classify them, has ever done this or even attempted it or even had the resources to even attempt it before. They're unique in that sense. And I know you know, it's this silent, the Jewish, I'm not even sure if it's a majority, but the silence is deafening about this. And they'll take the advantages of being able to shout people down and ruin their careers and call them anti-Semites and all that, but they'll never speak up. And we've talked about this before, and damn few will come out and say this is really wrong, I'm against it. I wanted to make one other point too, Michael, and that is, you're talking about Netanyahu and the Al-Aqsa Mosque. You're right that he's a precarious legal, Netanyahu's situation.
Yes.
There's also what seems to be a vanishing window, Mike. If they really want to expel everybody, which they have done in big numbers, of course, not since back in the 40s and the War of Independence, but now it's becoming clear they can't expel these people into Syria because the Syrians have won and the Russians are there. So
yes,
that means they're going to have to open up Lebanon, which we see an increased hostility toward Hezbollah. But they have to open up hostilities with Lebanon, and it doesn't look like they, even though Jordan is a puppet, Israel has so much more clout than Jordan that maybe they could drive some of them there. But there are
already Palestinian refugee camps in all of those countries, including Jordan, and these countries are telling Israel, we simply cannot take any more. I mean, the Palestinians, a large part of the population was driven entirely out of Palestine during the creation of Israel, and they and their descendants have been living in these refugee camps, and it's a big, deep, dark secret that nobody wants to talk about. Obviously, this attempt to drag the Syrian war into Lebanon may have been part of a plan to get Lebanon to start accepting Palestinians, but Hezbollah successfully thwarted that. Israel's been talking about sending the Palestinians to the northern Sinai. And, of course, Egypt really isn't all that hot about it. But again, it's just Israel is this rogue state that has caused so much suffering and trouble in the world. And everybody's afraid of them right now.
Mike, if they try to demolish Al-Aqsa, even Egypt, which is a completely Israeli-dominated, Israel and the U.S., dominated regime, they couldn't even take those people in as refugees, given the destruction of the Al-Aqsa Mosque, or what would be happening then. Even they would their rule would be tenuous if they did. But they're running out of places to drive these people, really.
Well, I think that's why they're looking for an excuse to just go on in and bomb them and just, you know, the final solution to the Palestinian question. Peter, got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, coming up here to the top of the hour. And like I said before, the phone lines are working, so we could use some callers in here. There's been another one of these horrible incidents where the police went to the wrong house to serve a warrant. The homeowner went to the front door to see what was going on, and the police just shot and killed him. The guy, the home they really wanted was across the street. And, of course, the usual thing happened. The police came on out and said, we felt threatened. The guy had a gun, and there was a gun in the house, but it wasn't anywhere near the front door. And apparently, examination of the door seems to indicate the police just shot through the door when they heard the guy on the other side. So it is really an out-of-control situation. So what is going on here? Is it prescription antidepressants? Article over at UNS.com. America's militarized police made in Israel. And it starts by going on back to that Australian woman in her pajamas that called the police because she thought some kind of a sexual assault was going on outside of her home. The police showed up. She was talking to the police through the driver's side window of the car. And for no apparent reason anybody can understand, the second officer on the passenger side drew his gun and shot this woman, killed her. And this article goes on to say that a big part of the problem right now is that the United States has been hiring these Israeli security companies to turn our civilian police force into an occupation force in advance of a possible civic uprising. And now Britain is getting ready to do exactly the same thing. These days, if you call the police, you do so at your own peril. The police are stealing more from the American people through civil forfeiture than all the muggers, burglars, and thieves out there. They're murdering more innocent Americans than the terrorists and the mass killers put together. Is it part of a campaign to keep us all terrorized so we don't say anything, we don't stand up? You don't have to be all that old to look back and realize how dramatically life in the United States has changed. And right now, because of all this Israeli training, the police department are treating the American people the way the IDF treats the Palestinians. That's what they're being taught to do. It's very upsetting out there. Okay, now, the gun grabbers who are up... Oh, we got to take a station break. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.